We'll be talking to the best in a moment. As a matter of fact, I might get a chance to talk to the best right now. Billy Simpson. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Billy, you know how to play football. Just remind me of some of the honours that you've won, some of the recognition that you've had. You're on at our invitation. Don't be modest. Just tell us about playing for the club, who you play for, and what you've won recently.
I played for Cliftonville Ladies and had a great season last year. I'd won the Personality of the Year, Ulster Player of the Year, Raiders Player of the Year, I think it was.
You lose track of the honours that have been bestowed upon you. You are a very good footballer, Billy, but you're now absolutely in the spotlight because in a game between Cliftonville and Swifts, you managed to score this amazing goal from round about the halfway line, an incredible goal. Just to, for those who haven't seen it, describe it to me.
Well, we were getting beat 2-0 and the keeper obviously hit a goal kick and I just thought I'd follow it back. It was a clear shot and I thought I'd just go for it, like I always do anyway, but it couldn't have came any clearer that night.
Yeah,
so at the back of the net.
Yeah, the ball comes out, the ball's pretty high in the sky, the ball is falling out of the air and you just meet it on the straight volley and put it back half the length of the field into the roof of the net. It's a goal of absolute majesty. It's one of those fabulous goals where you think, I've played football all my life, but I've never hit a ball as sweetly as that. When it left your foot, did you reckon, this is definitely going into the roof of the net?
It could end up anywhere, but when I hit it and it left clearly, like I knew it was going, you know, maybe not that far, maybe over, but just to fall in the net perfectly, that was just incredible. I didn't really think about the goal then. It was just we were down 2-0, you know, so it was just like get the ball back and let's go for another one, try and get a draw or a win there. You know?
So how did the game end in the end?
We drew 2-8.
Yeah, see, so it was. Yeah, it was a vital goal. This is important to the story for people who are wondering why on earth am I chatting to a young woman about a great goal that she scored. This goal, I've saw it so many times over the holidays on the telly. I was standing in a pub one evening in Dublin, and just in the background it was on. And, you know, this goal, there's Ibrahimovic scoring a goal, and there's that git Townsend scoring a goal against Man City. And there's the young woman from Belfast scoring the goal, because it has been nominated for the World Goal of the Year, the Puskas Award. Now, you're not the first young woman to have been shortlisted for this trophy, but you're up against Messi, you're up against Ibrahimovic, you're up against Anders Townsend for that incredible volley that he scored, the smack that he scored against City in the league when I worried that City wouldn't win the league as a result of the winning goal that he scored. How do you feel to be popping up on Sky TV every 10 minutes with people reminding us of how good your goal is?
It's crazy. It's been on my eyelids dreams to even be mentioned in the same breath as players like Messi and Ibra and Townsend. You know, it's been a crazy few days and it still hasn't sunk in. So, I mean, I don't think it ever will, but it's something like Sherry Shiver, you know, like I'll remember, do you know what I mean? I've watched players like that growing up playing football, and now I'm like listed, sitting in a list with them, you know.
It is right that the goal should be recognised at this level. In the past, we've had Stephanie Roach, who was nominated as well, cracking goal. Matty Burrows, of course, who played for the Glens, he was shortlisted as well, I think back about 2011. So what happens now? What is the process?
I think be done on the 1st of September, and then it'll be the top three will be voted, and then they obviously go to the award that night, and it'll be between the three players. So fingers crossed, and you know, anything could happen, and I'm just glad to be in the top 10. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, 10
something like I'll never
10 nominated goals going to a public vote on the FIFA website. So we're going to direct people towards the FIFA website for sure. And the goals, you can watch them through until Sunday, the 1st of September. The top three, as you say, go forward to a panel of FIFA legends who decide the winning goal. The winner announced at the FIFA Football Awards. Is it just the three who get invited to the awards?
I'm not sure what I've heard. Like, I think it is. Yeah, I think it's just the three, and then obviously they get to go over till the thing over in Switzerland. I think it is. So.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If Kevin De Bruyne had struck the ball the way you did, he would be in the top three. I just hope they recognise the fact that, you know, it was a game maybe of less importance than Messi's match, more importance than Ibrahimovic's goal. He was messing about in the American League when he flicked one in with his heel. You know, I know it's not the biggest thing he's ever done in his life. Why should he be ahead of you? I think your goal, considering that it got you back into the game, a game you went on to draw, that your goal was a goal not only of brilliance but of importance as well. I'm trying to, you know, put an argument here to these people who are going to be making this final decision, but everyone who votes could get you into the top three. So what would you say to fans of other teams maybe that haven't cheered for Cliftonville before? Would you be inviting them to log on?
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed with the voting already and the support from people, and it would be nice, you know, if everyone else could go on and have a look and actually vote, and, you know, appreciate it very much.
And you're a Northern Ireland Women's International player as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've just took a wee bit of time out this year due to a few injuries and stuff, so I've missed out in the camp this year, but I'll hopefully get back and fit again for the next qualifiers and stuff, so, yeah.
I have to also pay tribute to one other professional aspect of the goal, and that is the camera operator. The camera operator captured your goal when many's another person would have been readjusting the camera because the kick out was just being taken. He or she managed to follow the flight of that fast moving ball perfectly. I'm sure you appreciate that.
Yes, I couldn't be more thankful, because, I mean, that was never caught on camera, and big thing, you know, I wouldn't be here now, like, getting all this, you know, worldwide and saying it's crazy. So I'd like to thank TV camera man, I think it was. Thanks very much for that, and it's a great thing for Northern Ireland that there is TV cameras now watching ladies football. It's, you know, it's incredible, and people are starting to see a lot more football, and it's getting younger kids, girls into wanting to play and stuff, you know, so it's great to see.
Yeah, women's football very much on the up, as we saw recently with the massive coverage on the BBC of the World Cup, and it was just it was brilliant. It really was enjoyable to watch. And what would your advice be to Billy, to young women who haven't yet embraced the game, who want to get involved? What's the first step that they should take?
Get involved. There's a lot of young teams out there, especially Cliftonville. We have a young academy. Marissa Callahan is a role model to Northern Ireland. She takes a lot of young kids, and she does a brilliant job. And, you know, it's going to be a big thing coming to Northern Ireland. It already is, but, I mean, it's going to be bigger. It's huge in England, you know. So if you've got kids who are into football, get them to the, there's a lot of clubs out there for younger kids. Get involved.
Get involved, absolutely. And Billy, congratulations again on scoring a goal that I, as a former footballer, a lad who enjoyed having a very cultured left foot, could only dream of having scored. Listen, I hope you get on that short list. You really deserve it. And thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Not a bother. That's Billy Simpson, the lady with the golden foot. And let's hope she's in that top three. You can vote for her. You can go to the FIFA website. You can. You can look at the goals. They're all amazing. But I tell you, as I say, if, you know, Kevin De Bruyne had struck that ball the way Billy struck it, he'd be in the top three. So let's get her there. Billy Simpson from Cliftonville. It's 18 minutes past 10. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.